32.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those. They're on us. That, once again, freetalklive.com. So we launch in hour number one of the live Saturday edition. You bring up anything. Starting things out by going to homelandstupidity.us and a story, sort of just a recap of this whole situation in the military VA hospital in Washington, D.C., you know, this debacle that has developed over the last few weeks. Michael Hampton reporting, most Americans, not knowing any better, think universal health care is really a good idea. Unfortunately, there is no such thing.
Right. Everybody likes the idea that, if I get something wrong with me, I would hate to not be able to go to the hospital because I don't have insurance, so it would be good to have universal health care.
Anybody who's ever gone to the hospital and had to pay cash or didn't have insurance knows how expensive it is.
Right.
Inevitably, that leads them to say to themselves, sure would be nice if I didn't have to pay these bills.
Be nice if it was free.
So-called. Of course,
not. We all pay, and we pay out the nose.
Way too much.
Universal
yes.
health care.
To see exactly what American universal health care will look like, assuming it actually comes to fruition, which, of course, it seems like both Republicans and Democrats would like to see that happen in many cases, one needs to look no further than the smaller version of universal health care, which already exists here in America.
Yep.
A recent New York Times CBS News poll shows that 55% of Americans think the most important domestic issue is making health insurance available to all Americans, and 64% said the federal government should provide it. And it sounds great. Everybody would finally get all the health care they could possibly ever want, and it wouldn't cost anything. At least, that's what we're told. Okay, maybe taxes would go up a little bit, they'll admit when pressed, but it'll be so much better once everyone gets free medical care and doctors no longer get paid exorbitant rates. But before we jump headlong into universal health care...
You know, doctors may be getting paid much larger rates than they used to, but the reason that they're getting paid so much more than what they used to is because it used to be a doctor doing his practice, maybe his wife helping with the books or something like
right.
that. Now, to be able to fill out all the
reams of paperwork,
especially government paperwork, because it's... I asked a doctor this very question. I asked him, is it true that half of every dollar, 50 cents out of every dollar is government spent? And he said, sure. It's all Medicare. Old people need medical care more than young people do, as a general rule. And so therefore, even though there's fewer old people, they're spending half the money. Half that money is Medicare money. And, you know, it's the government that's involved. And the government requires all kinds of accountability for the physician. He doesn't just come in, take a look at you, fix you up, and then send you on your way anymore. Now he's got to fill out all kinds of paperwork to get paid. So he has
that
all
costs
this
more
staff.
Money. Right.
Right. He has staff to be able to fill those out. Otherwise, he wouldn't,
you pay the staff.
He's the big money maker in the office. So, he has to hire somebody to fill out the paperwork that gets paid less than him. So that's what runs the costs up.
Also, something else that runs costs up is this whole system of doctors that we have. There are people who are capable, like nurses and that sort of thing, people who are capable of doing many of the tasks that doctors can perform who are prohibited by regulations and the industry rules, prohibited from doing those things. So if a nurse can handle taking care of one particular type of wound, where as well as a doctor could, she's not allowed to do that.
Well,
that's the
AMA's fault.
Right.
You know, the doctor's union essentially is what the AMA is, and they've managed to get all kinds of, like many unions do, all kinds of laws passed that you can't do anything that their union doesn't specifically say that you can do.
My point being, the AMA is essentially artificially restricting supply.
Yes.
There are a bunch of people out there that would like to have themselves operated on or fixed or whatever it is their problem is, and they can only go to a doctor, whereas in a more free marketplace, they might be able to go to a specialist who only does, wound suturing or something like that, and thereby pay less because they didn't have to go to 9 years of school to learn about how to do wound suturing. Do you see what I'm saying?
I absolutely understand.
Brings up the price of doctors. But nonetheless, let's go back to Michael Hampton and this universal healthcare idea. As he points out, we're told that it's going to be free. But before we jump into universal health care, just because it sounds so good, we should have some idea of what we're getting into. Universal health care is a national tragedy wherever it's been tried, resulting in needless death and suffering as fewer and fewer people actually get anything resembling health care from the national health bureaucracy. The reason for this is simple. No government can effectively run a social program. You can look at any government program to see the examples of this.
If it's so important that we have medical care, it's important that we have food. Why don't we have the government grow our food?
Look what happens. Well, I can answer why. Look at the Soviet Union.
Right, there'd be soup lines.
Also, look at government housing. Shelter's really important, right? We've got to have roofs over people's head. Look at how government housing is. It's lousy. It's lackluster. It's dangerous.
I've seen public housing. I'm not really interested in public health care. Thank you.
Indeed, there's no need to leave the country to see what universal health care would look like. You need to go no further than Building 18 of Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C., the nation's so-called leading military hospital. 2 weeks ago, the Washington Post reported on conditions at Walter Reed. Quote, behind the door of Army Specialist Jeremy Duncan's room, part of the wall is torn and hangs in the air, weighted down with black mold.
God.
When the wounded combat engineer stands in his shower and looks up, he can see the bathtub on the floor above through a rotted hole.
Oh, my God.
The entire building, constructed between the world wars, often smells like greasy carryout. Signs of neglect are everywhere. Mouse droppings, belly-up cockroaches, stained carpets, cheap mattresses. The reaction of the bureaucrats to this expose? They rushed in a crew to paint over everything. I kid you not. Quote, after the media tour of Building 18, the Army's Surgeon General gave a news conference. Quote, I do not consider Building 18 to be substandard, he said of the facility, Preston Hall found full of mouse droppings, the cockroaches, and etc., and other delights. He says, we needed to do a better job on some of those rooms, and those that you got in today and saw that we frankly have fixed all of those problems. They weren't serious, and there weren't a lot of them.
Fixed them with paint.
Yep. Kylie might have had a stronger case if men wearing Tyvek hazmat suits and gas masks hadn't walked through the lobby while the camera crews waited for the tour to start, or if he hadn't acknowledged moments later that the entire building would have to be closed for a complete renovation. The general also seemed to miss a larger point identified by other officials, that Walter Reed's problem isn't of mice and mold, but a bureaucracy that has impeded the recovery of wounded soldiers.
A bureaucrat wouldn't be able to see that anyway. I mean, you're essentially asking them to see that their jobs are, the doing of their jobs is inefficient, and that it could be done far, far better by somebody paid less in the private sector.
Yeah, they don't want to see that.
No, why would they want to see that? That's a terrible thing to see.
Then the bureaucrats...
I am inconsequential.
But that wasn't where it stopped. Now, the cover-up wasn't over. Then they retaliated against soldiers who spoke to the press and smuggled reporters in and out of Walter Reed for months. Quote from the Army Times, soldiers at Walter Reed Army Medical Center's medical hold unit say they've been told they'll wake up at 6 a.m. every morning to have their rooms ready for inspection at 7 and that they must not speak to the media. It's unusual for soldiers to have daily inspections after basic training. The Pentagon also clamped down on media coverage of any and all Defense Department medical facilities, to include suspending planned projects by CNN and the Discovery Channel, saying in an email to spokespeople, quote, it will be in most cases not appropriate to engage the media while this review takes place, referring to an investigation of the problems at Walter Reed. So their solution is throw on a coat of paint and then keep the media out.
Hide it.
Yep. Well, we don't want to talk to you anymore. Oh, it's okay. It's not because we don't want to show you what's going on. We're just busy renovating.
See,
get back to us in another 5 years.
This is what the media is for, is to catch the government when it's messing up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the purpose is.
And they got caught red-handed in this case.
Yep. That's why we have a First Amendment.
And if the media hadn't have caught this, then it would have just continued going on and on and on. Of course, all they've done is shuffled around some bureaucrats, and then they've claimed that the problem's been solved.
Right. Well, that's what they did during with the FEMA disaster.
It's amazing.
We're going to fire a few of these guys, and we'll get it all fixed.
Let's go to Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You're just talking about socialized health care, and I wanted to give you a piece of information.
I would like to get that information from you. If you'll hang on, we will bring you back. I promise. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Universal health care. It's pure socialism. Have you ever had the chance to experience any of this? Like maybe up in Canada, that sort of thing? I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. They're on us, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 1,200 unique pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, and it's totally free. That's wiki, wiki. www.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, talk with New Hampshire natives and those who have made the move, and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We're talking about a really terrible idea. It's called universal health care. And going back to the phones, talk to Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Mark, what do you have to say about it?
Well, I just wanted to give you this little piece of information. Companies that provide health care for their employees have a big problem in that 90% of their health care cost is incurred by 10% of their employees, simply because they're prone to illness or they're simply hypochondriacs. And I see no reason why a company of, say, 30,000 wouldn't be a reflection of a larger population like the U.S. I just see us having the same problem.
So you're saying that if there were universal health care, there'd be a bunch of people just running to the doctor for a drippy nose, that sort of thing?
Yeah. Exactly.
In fact, that's what the experience has been from people who are in countries where they have this socialized healthcare system. People they don't think they have to pay for it, so they're not paying for it directly in that they aren't being billed directly for it. They're still paying for it through taxes, but they don't feel like they're paying for it directly. So yeah, they do go and they do run to the doctor whenever little Johnny gets the sniffles. And it'd be a situation where normally if you were paying for it yourself, or if you had your own private insurance, then you'd be a little bit more careful about whether or not you were going to run to the emergency room over, a strange itch or whatever.
And the other thing is that when these people would go and they wouldn't be they wouldn't have the disincentive of having to pay like normal, even a copay. They you'd have so many more people in the waiting area, and this is what happens where you have socialized medicine. In the VA, there's a huge wait to be able to see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
In prisons,
sometimes months and months.
Yeah, in prisons, you've got the same thing. You have essentially socialized health care there for the convicts, and they wait all day to go see a doctor.
Mark, any other thoughts?
Oh yes, if there's an overflow of patients, and there's no real incentive for doctors, not making big bucks, wouldn't there be a lack of doctors to see the influx of patients?
Sure, doctors would make less money in socialized medicine situation. So
right, and supply
the best
and demand
and brightest would be less likely to be doctors.
Right, and supply and demand are completely thrown out of whack. There's no idea, there's no way for the marketplace to judge anything because the marketplace isn't involved. It's a completely government-controlled program, and the government just arbitrarily makes decisions. The government will arbitrarily decide that X number of doctors will service X plus, times 10 number of people or whatever, and they'll set those rules, and that'll be how it is. And you'll have to wait for the government to make a change to the system before anything else opens up. And there's no incentive. The government doesn't have any incentive to do anything right because it's not in search of profit. It's not in search of people making them happy. It doesn't have any of the market signals. It doesn't have any sort of way to gauge what the marketplace is demanding at all. And so, of course, you're going to have shortages, and of course you're going to have serious supply and demand problems. Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
You know, there's nothing slower than the government in getting around to something.
Mm-hmm.
And court cases take forever to get to be seen. Does arbitration take forever? No.
No, it's right away.
Just in any circumstance where you've got the government involved, things move more slowly.
Yes. The siren song of universal health care really needs to be analyzed very closely. Please don't let these politicians snooker you into believing that this is going to be just fine and dandy.
You know, they have universal health care and universal dental in Britain. People pull out their own teeth with pliers in Britain rather than go to the dentist, just simply because it's such an awful experience. They have to wait so long.
Don't forget how the dentist gets paid either. They get paid on a per-patient basis.
Right.
So it doesn't matter how long they spend with you. As long as they see the patient, they get paid.
Right.
Doesn't matter what they do, doesn't matter what the diagnosis is, doesn't matter how satisfied you were, they get paid. So they have an incentive to move through as many people as they possibly can, give them the most cursory examination, the most cursory diagnosis, and just shuffle you through the system. So even if you do finally, after you've waited for months and months and months to finally get to see the doctor, you probably aren't even going to be satisfied with the...
In all likelihood, you'll be shooed out of there as quickly as you possibly can get you out with some kind of, here's an antibiotic. See you later.
Oh, you have problem? You can wait, and then we'll address that in 6 months.
Right. Then you're back in the end of the queue waiting to go back.
Unless, of course, you're an elite, in which case you have connections to special doctors.
Absolutely. It's all you have to do is look at Congress. They have, they have their own gyms, their own banks, their own mail service. That's what it's going to be like. The people who can afford it will either have their own doctors, or they'll fly to other countries where they can get served by doctors. Or, the politicians. The politicians will have their own little setup there.
And you'll be screwed.
Yep.
Continuing, though, Michael Hampton at HomelandStupidity.us, a government bureaucracy can never deal with these sorts of problems in a manner that any of us would think reasonable. As mentioned before, social programs are simply something government cannot do. The reason, of course, is bureaucracy, a natural component of any government agency. National security columnist and attorney Philip Carter explains that bureaucracies have a reverse BS filtration system, where when information is passed up the chain of command, quote, excrement is added to the final product instead of being removed. Mm-hmm. By the time the information reaches a senior commander or civilian official, it no longer reflects reality. Everyone in the U.S. Armed Forces, including veterans, already has the sort of universal health care that the majority of uninformed Americans would like to foist upon the rest of us, and the politicians as well. Studying this existing universal health care system will show exactly how this nice-sounding idea utterly fails in practice, just as communism has failed every single time it's been attempted, just as socialism ends up with poverty, impoverishing its people and destroying an economy every single time. But yet we're going to try it again here with universal health care.
This is socialism.
For some reason, Americans believe that socialism can work in America.
I don't know why that is.
I don't think they understand that it's socialism. I think that they're somehow obscured from the forced wealth redistribution. How it is they can't figure it out, I don't understand.
They're pretty clear with it. Social security is socialism.
Let's go to Greg in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, we have universal health care up here in Canada, and I just want to talk about a little bit about where it came from. There's a guy named Tommy Douglas. He started a political party in 1933, and the founding document of that political party is called the Vagina Manifesto. Just read one quick quote here from it right at the very beginning. It says, "We aim to replace the present capitalist system with its inherent injustice and inhumanity by a social order from which the domination and exploitation of one class by another will be eliminated, Economic planning will supersede unregulated private enterprise and competition."
Yeah, the problem is
everybody can have a crappy system.
The problem is planning. Exactly. Greg, I want to bring you back. I want you to tell me more about the system up there and what your experience has been. Hang on, if you would. 800-259-9231. People are calling for so-called universal health care here in America, and I want to know how you feel about it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, live Saturday show. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the program, and if you're listening to us on a radio station that only does the Saturday edition, then you've missed several moments, because we have a weekday show as well. And you can download them all at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can download an entire year's worth of the shows right there, front page of the website, freetalklive.com. And also, I want to tell you about our friends over at SACL CAI. They've got a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they've got the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go back to the phones, back to the fun, continuing to discuss a not-so-fun topic, though, universal health care. It's a scary topic, a topic that has to do a lot with socialism, forced wealth redistribution, and just a miserable result for the end consumer of health care. Let's go to Canada and go back to Greg. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah. What I wanted to mention was that the socialists, they claim that the free market system is a domination of one class by another, but really they're hypocrites because they're the ones that want to dominate everyone else by telling them what they can and can't do through regulations and laws.
Sure. Can you give me some more examples of what it's like to actually be, since you're in Canada, to actually be within this system?
Well, I've been very fortunate. I've been very healthy and haven't had to use the healthcare system much. But
you're a younger person. I can tell by your voice.
Yeah, a friend of mine has a two-year-old son, and recently he ran into the corner of a wall and split his head open, and
ooh.
He had to go to the emergency room, and he had to wait for hours before he could see a doctor. You know, with a you'd figure a two-year-old screaming child bleeding from the head would get attention quickly, but
you'd think.
I mean, and you'd think so. But and you know, the thing is, even if we granted the socialists that a private healthcare system would be really, really expensive, my friend would have been perfectly willing to max out his credit cards to get sooner treatment for his kid, but he's not allowed to because.
But that's not even fair. It's not even fair to grant that to the socialists because if you look at any other marketplace that isn't just drastically regulated by the government, and healthcare in America is heavily regulated by the government, we have a mostly socialist healthcare system in place today. We do not have a free market healthcare system at all. If we actually did have a free market healthcare system, competition would bring down healthcare prices. It's just a fact. Look at the hamburger industry. Look at the computer business. Whenever there's very little government regulation and people are free to innovate and free to start their own clinics and free to start their own practices and that sort of thing, free of governmental regulation, then inevitably prices will come down. Services will drop in price. The vendors that are selling the equipment to the doctors will be more free to compete, and thereby those sorts of prices will come down as well. So it's just not even fair to even grant them that.
Yeah, the argument I use with socialists is I say, look, would it be okay if the government in Canada sold all their hospitals to one private company so that one private company would have a monopoly? And of course, they'll say, well, no, monopolies are bad.
Right? Well, government has it.
Exactly. The government itself is a monopoly, and it's an even more dangerous monopoly than any private company because the government can outlaw competition. That's exactly what it's done in Canada with a law called the Canada Health Act, which makes all medically necessary treatments the sole, you know, government can only, is the only one that
legally. Exactly right. For some reason, it's bad when there's a private monopoly, but for some reason, government bureaucrats are just the most loving, caring people in the world, and so we can put them in charge of anything, and everything will be fine.
That's a joke.
It's amazing. Greg, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Not that a private monopoly is generally a very good thing for the marketplace. Usually, if you've got a private monopoly, what you have is, it's right. Matter of fact, the only time you can have a monopoly is when the government grants it.
That's correct. Like in the like your power company or your cable company, that sort of thing.
Right. So if there's no competition, then the company generally becomes like the government. They're complacent. They don't have the market incentives.
They're not quite as bad.
They're not quite as bad. But
they're bad.
They haven't been added as long. That's really the
issue. Only other way you could even get close to a private company becoming a monopoly without governmental intervention would be for that private company to provide the best damn service and prices and product out there to where no one else decided to jump into the business, no one else decided to jump in and compete because this one particular company was just doing such a darn good job. That's the only way to do it.
Well, they managed to make agreements with other businesses that exclude their competition in some ways, too. I mean, it's not just that they're so great at providing service.
No, that would be what it would be, because then other people could go and start their own companies to compete with that original company and thereby take market share.
Well, let's not get into monopoly.
It's theoretical, though. It's almost impossible to actually reach, because as that company becomes bigger and bigger and has a bigger share of the market,
they provide worse service.
Even worse, exactly. Let's continue with the calls to Elwood in Boca Raton, listening on WFT. Oh, wait, Elwood's gone. Let's try Tim in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tim.
Yes, I would make I think a good argument could be made that the only way to curb health care costs would be to make insurance illegal.
Oh, why?
Because there is no instance where insurance has decreased costs to the consumer.
Yeah, but I like the idea
of
having insurance.
It was instituted by the physicians to raise prices.
Well, I would. Here's where I say the problems occur with insurance. The state's thoroughly involved in insurance. As a matter of fact, in your state, you've got a commissioner of insurance. Every state has one. Why? To watch over the insurance companies and make sure they provide good service. Well, this doesn't happen in every marketplace? You know, why isn't there a computer commissioner in your state to make sure that computers are regulated properly?
Thank goodness
properly?
There's not.
You know, the insurance companies are going to sell what insurance people want. Instead, the state tells them what they've got to provide. You have to provide transgender operations for, you know, whatever. You have to provide men pregnancy pregnancy coverage, all kinds of nonsense.
Abortions for nuns.
Gets included here when we don't need it. So it's the state involvement in insurance companies. Some people would want them and some people wouldn't. And, you know, if you want it, you're going to have to pay the extra to have it.
Yeah, you're not actually calling for outlawing insurance, are you?
I would say that if you made it illegal where people had to pay out of their pocket or die.
You're right.
You would find the prices would crash.
Well, again,
I would agree with you, but I just don't support making it illegal.
Allowing a free market in healthcare is the solution. I don't think you should be getting government involved in making something illegal or mandate letting loose any sort of mandates at all. Let the marketplace decide. The marketplace will set prices, and then if you want to go buy insurance, you should be free to do that. If you don't want to buy insurance, that should be your business as well. Personally, I like the idea of having insurance for critical care and that sort of thing. My personal choice would be to have a very high deductible, because I can handle, you know, the little things and that sort of thing. Thank you for the call, Tim. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I think he makes a valid claim that if you outlawed insurance, that the price of medical care would drop. But then what are you going to do? There's still going to be catastrophic medical circumstances that you're going to have to pay for. And it's even if it's not $100,000, it's going to be $50,000 or $25,000.
Yeah, I'd rather have insurance and pay on a monthly basis than go into debt. Were something terrible to happen.
Yeah, I think that for young people, probably the best thing to do is cover really catastrophic circumstances.
Right.
And other than that,
1-800-259-9231 to CJ in Oklahoma on the Amplifier line. Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about this healthcare thing. There was one area you guys hadn't really talked about on it yet, and that is, when government gets involved in healthcare, what is the end result, not just in the quality of the healthcare, but then in other areas where they start encroaching, like lifestyle?
Can you give an example?
Well, yeah. We're seeing it before we even get fully socialized in New York, where they're starting to ban trans fats in restaurants because they're trying to offset the cost of healthcare. I mean, in countries like, you know, all the countries that are instituting these socialized healthcare systems, the costs are skyrocketing, so they're starting to mandate.
Yeah, it gives them an excuse to ban even more things.
Cigarettes, candy bars, steaks,
potato chips. Yep, and then they'll be in total control. Then they'll have to. Then they'll mandate that you have to exercise every day. CJ, great point. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
And dangerous sports. They can't have those.
Right.
People get hurt doing skydiving and stuff.
1-800-259-9231. They might just say, hey, if you got hurt skydiving, you just can't come into the hospital. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is a live Saturday edition, and that's the Packet8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Itchy in here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and we do ask you to voluntarily support the show, however, in return for all giving you all that stuff for free. We ask that you go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. If you've yet to do it in the month of March, we still need your vote, because the competition is hot all the way right up till the remaining moments of the month. And we really need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com if you're in front of your computer. If you're not in front of your computer, do your best to do that when you do get to your computer. Vote.freetalklive.com takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and it makes a big difference for us, because if you vote for Free Talk Live, then it keeps us in the number one position worldwide. And that means more people finding the show and discovering the message of freedom and liberty, and hopefully hearing what we're talking about tonight with this universal health care issue, an issue that I don't think a lot of Americans really have a grasp on. I don't think they really understand the implications of what is being suggested here. And there are a number of politicians and activist groups that are out there pushing for this idea. And they're pushing for it. They're selling it on the so-called benefits, the idea that you just won't have to pay for health care anymore, Americans. How could you be against that? Well, you should be against it if you value freedom in the least. And if you value your health in the least, you should be against it. I mean, time after time, whenever you look at this universal health care, and that's the new buzzword, that's the new buzz terminology for it, for what is 100% socialist health care.
Yep.
And it's been tried, and it continues to be tried in other countries around the world, and continues to be a dismal failure. And all you have to really do to get an idea for what it would be like is to look at the VA, look at the Veterans Administration, as Michael Hampton at Homeland Stupidity has outlined for us. Just a few more thoughts from him. He points out the problem with universal health care is worse than dirty, rat-infested hospitals, with the normal hospital staff replaced with uncaring bureaucrats straight out of the DMV. In Canada and Britain, which both have this type of socialized health care, actual health care services are strictly rationed. I've read more reports than I care to count of people whose doctors don't care for them one bit and just move them through routine visits. As we pointed out earlier, they get paid on a per-visit basis. So the more people they can move through, the better their pay is. And of people who die while on months-long waiting lists for necessary life-saving procedures such as emergency heart surgery. In fact, this is the norm in every country with socialized health care. And we've read horror stories, like Michael has, we over the years here on Free Talk Live, we've read horror story after horror story of people and their health care experiences in these countries with true socialist health care. And you don't have to look far to find horror stories in America's healthcare system. And it's no surprise, because it is mostly socialist. It's not 100% socialist yet, just mostly socialist. And so inevitably, there are going to be some serious bad stories here. But the politicians, they all point to the marketplace as being the problem. Whenever there's a problem in American healthcare, it must be the free market's problem.
Right.
Because government would never have any problem
it's
with their
It's so funny. You know, we celebrate our freedom, and we talk about how bad all the rest of the countries are who have all this socialist whatever and, you know, these high tax rates. But every time to solve a problem, that's what we seem to run to solve it. Like the government can possibly fix these things.
It's
amazing. Tell me a problem the government has fixed.
If you know the answer to that question, 800-259-9231, because I can't give that to you.
Yeah, I
1-800-259-9231. When I look at government programs, all I see is screw-ups, botch-ups, really expensive programs.
Inefficiency.
They can build a road. It just takes 20 years. Seriously. I was driving with Julia today through Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, and we were talking about the road construction that they were going to be embarking on at this one particular intersection. And, you know, we're just trying to estimate how long this was going to take, because it's a government road construction project. And she pointed out that when she was a young person down in Florida, when she was, I think, around 7 or 8 years old living down there, she left Florida to move to a different state, and they were constructing on one particular road. Well, when she came back a decade later, they were still constructing the same road. It was, as she put it, they put it apparently a 20-year plan.
Wow.
It took 20 years to do the upgrades.
Well, all you have to do is look in Boston. Look at the Big Dig.
The Big Dig. Perfect example. Government can't do anything right. Why on earth would you put them in charge of your health or your kids' health or your grandparents' health? That's insanity. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. So let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. I have to tell you, my brother has a T-shirt back in the town that I grew up in. All my life, they talked about redoing this bridge. He has a T-shirt that they actually ended up doing the bridge. They actually ended up fixing the bridge. He has a T-shirt that says, "I live to see the Salem-Beverly Bridge constructed," or whatever the heck it is.
Yep. How long did that take?
I don't know. But I remember when my daughter was, I have three kids. When they were very little, my daughter asked me, "Well, they said they're going to build that bridge, and you know why didn't they do it?" And I said, "Well, because every time somebody comes in, you get a new mayor. He has to hire his friends, and they do a new study. Mm-hmm. And the next mayor comes in, and they do a new study, and everybody hires their friends." And my daughter said to me, she was about up to my waist at the time. I forget what age, but she said, "Why don't they pass along their notes?"
Out of the mouths of babes, huh?
You know it, brother.
So what else is on your mind today, John?
I called because I wanted to tell people, if they've gone to the New Hampshire Underground, nhfree.com calendar, there was a little glitch for a while, and you needed to sign in or register or whatever it was. Now it's open to visitors and folks that
want to
check out what activism is going on. I wanted to let people know that.
People can go there directly by typing in calendar.nhfree.com. That's the easiest way to get to it. That's calendar.nhfree.com. Thanks for the info, John. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eric in Austin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, before I get to why I called, I just want to do something very rare and actually correct Ian. On last night's show, y'all were talking about government involvement in video games.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned that America's Army was their first foray. It actually wasn't.
No, I didn't actually. I don't think I claimed that. That's their first actual game produced from scratch. I think I know where you're going to go, but go ahead and tell me anyway.
Back in 1993, they actually had id make a custom version of Wolfenstein 3D for the Marines.
Did they? I know that they had. I thought you were going to suggest the Doom modification. The Marines made a mod for Doom back in 1995-96 that was also for the Marines.
They did that as well, but they did it originally with Wolfenstein 3D, then they did it with Doom, and then they did it with Quake, and then they made their own America's Army.
And I don't agree with what the caller's position was, and that was that these games train people to be, more cold-blooded killers. I think that's absolutely absurd. Yeah. I think that somebody who has ever fired a real weapon, and especially someone who's actually been in real combat, would tell you that there's nothing whatsoever realistic in comparison in these video games. I think it's really just an excuse for government bureaucrats to sit around and play video games all day.
Absolutely. Now, the other night, I think it was the night before, you were talking about the $600 million cocaine bust down in Panama.
Yep, 43,000 pounds on the top of a ship, just sitting there.
Normally, I am not a conspiracy theorist, but $600 million to me does not chump change. I don't even think Bill Gates would think that's chump change. So I think they would be doing everything they can to hide it and then protect it.
Mm-hmm.
So something about this story just isn't sitting with me. If that was my cocaine, I'd certainly be protecting it with every piece of
firearm. Yeah, but you're looking at it from the perspective of a guy in Texas who's not a high-level coke dealer. I mean, these guys buy and sell cocaine in multiple thousand-pound units like, it's no big deal to them. I mean, you're looking at hundreds of billions of dollars in this industry. $600 million, it was probably a major loss, but not something they can't bounce right back from. I mean, they probably make $600 million a day at that level.
You think so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't have any perspective on how much money these guys are making. They are raking in the dough to the point where by the end of the week they've made it back and maybe way more than that.
It must be, because to me, $600 million, it seems like if I had a legal business like Bill Gates or something, I'd have an army of lawyers protecting $600 million.
Yeah.
Well, in a legal business, you don't have the profit margins that you have in an illegal business either.
And who knows what the story behind the scenes was as to why they didn't bother trying to conceal the cocaine in this particular case. They just left 25-pound bricks or 50-pound bricks just right up there on the top of this ship. Who knows what the reason for that was? Maybe they were just brazen and they just wanted to test out the authorities to see if they'd catch it. And in this case, they happen to. Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Al is in South Florida. Hopefully he'll be patient. We'll hold him over to hour number two and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. More on universal health care. There's we talk about Walmart from time to time on this show. And there's a very negative story about Walmart, and it should be negative because they support universal health care. We'll explain that on the way. And this is your show. You take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.